My name is Julia Liao, and I'm a co-founder of the California Healthy Nail Salon Collaborative and a public health administrator at Asian Health Services.
Okay. Now, I understand the news conference will be taking place in about an hour, less than 2 hours or so, about the findings from the Department of Toxic Substances Control related to the ingredients in the nail polish that were that was found in some Northern California stores or available in Northern California. Tell me what these findings were about, if you could recap them for me.
Yeah, well, what they found were that many of the polishes that they tested that claimed to be what is called toxic trio-free or free of chemicals, dibutyl phthalate, formaldehyde, and toluene. All those are, formaldehyde is a carcinogen, and dibutyl phthalate and toluene are developmental toxicants. And so, you know, they are claiming that they are free of these chemicals, yet the testing shows otherwise. And so, you know, from our perspective, you know, we're a collaborative, a statewide coalition of community groups and researchers and advocates and nail salon owners and workers who are trying to improve and protect the health and safety and rights of the salon community. So we are definitely very alarmed and deeply troubled by the results of this report.
Okay. Now, did the study include going actually into random salons, or did they just pick nail polishes at random?
So, according to the report, they actually went to suppliers of nail salons. So they went directly to the source, and they, you know, bought common brand polishes and nail lacquers and top coats and base coats. Those are all characterized as nail polishes. And then they did their test results. So, you know, there were definitely quite a few. I mean, it was really alarming because, you know, many of the polishes that claim to be, let's say, free of toluene, the majority actually had extremely high concentrations of toluene. And that's in comparison to some of the products that didn't even label themselves as toluene-free. So, you know, it's very distressing.
Okay. From what I understand, though, it's that nobody is in trouble over this as far as the suppliers selling these products. The salons, you know, if they happen to be using them, they're not in trouble for using this because as far as I can understand, it's not illegal to use these and consume them. It might be illegal for the manufacturers to label them as toxin-free.
Well, you know, misrepresenting a product that is free of chemicals that are known carcinogens and reproductive, neurological, and developmental toxicants, that's a major public health issue, and it interferes with nail salon workers' right to a healthy and safe workplace environment, as well as a worker's right to know. So really, I think this report signaled that, you know, manufacturers should be held accountable for their action. We feel that no workers should have to suffer health impacts due to manufacturers' false claims. And really, I mean, the nail salon worker population, the demographics is that the majority are young Asian women, primarily of Vietnamese descent, and they're of reproductive age, and they're working with these chemicals day in, day out, 6 to 7 days a week. And, you know, they're exposed to these toxic chemicals and products, many which don't even need to be in there.
Right. Now, are these nail companies, though, I'm trying to find the illegality in this. So is it illegal for them to claim that they do not, these products do not contain these three chemicals? Is that illegal? Can the state attorney general go after them? Can they be fined? Can they, you know, must they be pulled off the shelves or what?
Yeah. Well, I believe that, for instance, the California Food Drug Branch, that they have the authority to implement significant fines for manufacturers that misrepresent their products. And so we feel that, you know, we'd like to call on those government agencies to actually, you know, actually implement those significant fines for the manufacturers who misrepresent their product ingredients. And we're also calling for prioritization of increased resources for government agencies to conduct random ingredient testing and enforcement of false advertising laws.
Do standards need to be put in place in the salons themselves? Because, you know, they may not be properly ventilated. The workstations are very close together in some places. You know, are there any standards as far as that is concerned to ensure, you know, that the workers and the customers are safe?
Well, I mean, certainly ventilation is often a common problem in nail salons. But I think that this report, again, just highlights what is the root of the health and safety issues faced by nail salon workers. And the root of that is, you know, chemicals that are toxic that are in these products. There are manufacturers who are doing the right thing, and they are, you know, their labels reflect what's in their ingredient. And so it's really unfortunate that there are other manufacturers who aren't being truthful. And really, again, there's a lot of owners who are trying to do the right thing, trying to be an example and, you know, buy those products that are labeled toxic trio free. But again, these results just illustrate that, you know, owners who are trying to do the right thing are being undermined just due to lack of manufacturer accountability.
These companies that had these products, are they based here in the United States? Are they made in China? Are they made overseas somewhere? Do we know?
In the report, there are companies that are actually based in California. If you look in the report, Miss Professional is based in Southern California, and many of their products were shown to be also misrepresented in terms of their product ingredients.
Okay, so it's California and elsewhere, basically. So it's not like they're all made here, you know, in Chino somewhere, or they're all made in China. They come from various places.
I actually haven't looked into sort of where the manufacturer is located, but I know that in the report that there are several that are located in California.
Okay, all right. I was just curious, you know. Okay. So moving forward, you're calling on, you know, more funding for, you know, perhaps more random testing. You're calling for more controls on these manufacturers. Can we expect to see any changes? You know, if I go in and get a manicure pedicure, can I, you know, will I as a customer be given a mask so I'm not inhaling these things too? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, I think that really today is a call for, you know, even consumers to really hold manufacturers accountable, you know, because, you know, these, when we get pedicures and manicures, these are affordable luxury that, I mean, the services for nail salon manicures and pedicures is increasing. I mean, there's a great demand for it. There's a New York Times article that just talked about how nails are the new accessory and nail lacquer is the new sort of economic index. And so I think really today signals that need for government agencies, policymakers, and manufacturers to come together to really find a solution to this broken system. Because, you know, the struggle that these nail salon workers and owners face today is not really just their own. It's really a collective struggle that needs to be shouldered by all entities.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I really do appreciate it.